Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 94, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yep. 94. Starting to catch a little bit up with you guys.
Yeah, we just recorded 95.
Yeah. So we could tie it if we post another one, but yeah. I think we're only going to post one this week.
Yeah, I had a collab with my other podcast. It's putting everything behind, so I don't know.
Yeah. Just a lot of time.
Yeah. We started the collab yesterday at 9, and we didn't stop until almost midnight, so it was like 3 hours we were recording, and so, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was a good time, though, but yeah. Put everything behind.
Yeah. Before we start this episode, though, you know, join our Discord, like always. We've been stuck at 20 members since we started it, basically.
I think we're never going to get more than 20 members.
Never. No one likes joining. Out of the thousands of people who listen to this podcast,
nobody wants to join.
No one wants to join. You
know, Fred, he's threatening them. Everybody, you know, Zelda's threatening them, but they don't care.
They're not scared. Apparently, they don't want their fingers chopped.
They don't want cookie dough bites or nothing.
Yeah, they don't want crap. Like, free. But yeah, just join Discord. You know, it's a fun time. Get custom merch, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Rylan, we're getting some shirts made soon. So I'm actually wearing ours now. Can't really see it.
It's going to have a boulder.
Yeah, where this one's kind of white and it washes in with the background a little bit. This one's going to be bold and you can see the letters better in the logo. So.
And also, will the logo be transparent?
Yes.
Nice. Can't wait for that. I want my shirt. Yeah. I've owned this podcast for a year and 24 days, and I still don't own a piece of merch.
Ralph's too cheap to buy his own merch.
I'm very cheap. Even though it's probably like $15.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. PSVR2 report. Is about to cut funding.
That's something else. Cut funding.
It means they're about to be done with PSVR 2. Must not be selling as well as they thought. But that's what happens when you charge $500. Yeah, for
the Oculus is $300. That's like, I say, the reasonable price for a VR headset is around $200 or $300.
$500.
$500 is ridiculous.
And then you got to buy a PS5, which is also $500. Or you got to own a PC, which is
more.
So,
you know, if you get a good PC.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, $500 is too much.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I got here, though. Sony is reportedly decreasing its investment in virtual reality gaming, with the publisher said to only have 2 first-party games in development for its PlayStation VR headset. Only 2? Wow. I don't think they're really trying on the PSVR 2.
No, not really.
A whole bunch of games came out in the original VR.
Yeah, they're not... I don't know. I think they were trying to see if it would sell more, then make more games for it. But since it's not selling that great, they're like, what's the point? It's kind of like what they did with the PS Vita. Like, they just gave up on it and stopped making games for it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's probably what they're going to do with the, what's the one thing?
Oh, the Portal.
The Portal, yeah, the PlayStation Portal.
Because, I mean, they don't even have games for it at all. It's a streaming thing. But which is stupid.
They're gonna be like, oh wait, no one's really buying it, so we might as well get rid of it.
Yeah, nobody's gonna buy it because it's useless.
I got here. In a new report from Android Central, sources close to the outlet claimed that Sony is making deep cuts to funding for VR games, making, you know, for very few opportunities for in-house VR games in the future. Android Central report also claimed that only 2 first-party games, as I said, you know, were being developed for the PSVR 2. Sony did not immediately respond to IGN's request for comment. If the claim that Sony is slashing investment in VR games is true, the company would not be the only one pulling back. Report on VR. In February, Ubisoft... They don't like physical copies.
They just said we need to get used to not owning our games.
Yeah. But Ubisoft CEO... My crap is that? Yves? I don't know. Guillemont, or whatever, revealed that the publisher did not plan to increase investment in additional VR games due to the disappointing sales performance of Assassin's Creed Nexus VR. That's pretty interesting that they're cutting funding just because they're not getting enough sales.
They're done with
it. But there's a reason they're not getting sales.
Because the price is too high. Like, maybe put a discount on it to see if you sell more before you just completely get rid of the idea.
Sony's dumb.
That's the Sony way. Like I said, they done the same thing with the Vita.
All they want is money.
Because they were expecting the Vita to sell like the PSP, but it didn't. So they were like, we're done with it. But they should have just kept on going.
Yeah, it would have got popular eventually. You know?
Yeah. People love it now.
Because the PS Vita is an amazing...
Yeah. Actually, I have one now. I didn't have one for years, but somebody I work with just gave me one. They said, like, oh, I don't play anymore. Here, you can have it. I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Nice.
And it's already hacked.
Had to Ashton's console collection.
Yeah. And it's already modded, so I don't even have to mod it.
Heck yeah. That's awesome.
All right, we'll move on. Steam Deck sale puts the base model under $300.
Okay. Talked about this on my podcast.
Yeah.
So Ashton's over here copying my podcast.
I didn't know you talked about it.
Ashton is copying. So if you hear the Quicks podcast and you hear me talking about this crap, tell Ashton he needs to quit copying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But yeah, you're 2 years on from the release of the Steam Deck and Valve's handheld PC. Steam Deck and Valve's handheld PC. I wonder what the Steam Deck will be like. I want to get a Steam Deck, kind of.
You want to get one?
I want to see what it's like.
Because it, you can just only just play Steam games on it, though.
Yeah, you, it's not like an ROG Ally where you can play anything that a Windows thing can play.
But I wonder how it is.
People say they like it, but yeah, not even all Steam games are compatible.
That's dumb. It's a Steam Deck.
Some of them aren't. What is it? Steam Deck verified.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
It says here, you know, the Steam Deck and Valve's handheld PC has cemented its place in the video game platform world, giving gamers a portable PC option on which they can play thousands of games on the go. Portable PC gaming comes at a price, though. It says here, an entry-level Steam Deck costs $350. However, as part of its summer sale, which kicks, you know, late the year this week, which I'm pretty sure it's at on right now, isn't it? Or is it in July?
It's from June 27th, which was the day of recording 2 days ago, June 27th to July 11th.
So it is live right now at the time of recording.
Yes.
But it says here, Valve has cut the price of entry-level deck, as I said, as well as the model one rugged above it, from now until July 11th, as Ashton just said. The 64GB LCD screen Steam Deck is $296.65, 15% than the usual $350. That's the deck with the lowest amount of storage available on, you know, the base version of the console, and not the upgraded model with better battery life and an OLED screen. If 64GB doesn't sound like enough, yeah, available, you know, then the 512 model is also on sale.
Yes.
If you don't want 64, you can get about 10 times. Well, but I got here, it's also on sale. Available currently for $381.65, and from its regular price of $550. So, I think it would be better just to get the 512
gig. Yeah, I think so too.
That, I think, yeah, that would be the best option for, say, if you would get one of them, because just the lowest models, like in the 300s almost.
Yeah.
So, I think it would be best just to get the highest gigabyte screen and all that, you know? Get the biggest one.
Yep, definitely. You get more. I mean, you get more for your money that way, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, you do get more for your money.
I mean, you spend more money than you would with the base model, but you get a lot more storage.
Yeah, you get more. Yeah, you get more.
64 or 512. You know, you go with the 512 for the price difference that there is on when it's on sale.
Yeah, so I think, you know, just get the more expensive model.
Yeah,
because you get more for your money than, you know, you buy in like the cheapest option. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the cheapest option. Just you get more storage and everything.
I mean, if that's all you can afford, you know, get it. But if, you know, you have extra money, I would get the second version, the 512 gigabyte version.
Yeah, that's if you have money, though. If you don't, that's fine.
I know what it's like not have money. I never have money.
Dude, I don't have money right now. I got $50.
Rylan got rejected from $2.
Yeah, so stupid. So I ordered two ring lights, so, you know, both sides of my face can be lit and everything. And LED lights, Govi LED lights that were like $55. But tax said, oh, I'm gonna put like $3 onto the thing. So I got, my card got rejected.
Because of tax.
Just bullcrap. Tax is so, it's dumb. It's so dumb.
It is.
But I got here. Worth noting that, yes, you might, you know, have seen Steam Decks available for less than this before, even when buying them from the source. However, those will have been, you know, refurbished decks. The models currently for sale for 15% off are brand new and small and this smaller model was technically cheaper than a brand new Nintendo. Both models are available through the Link Blue. I don't get them. It says here, a brand new Steam Deck, you know, for less than $300. That's crazy. A brand new Steam Deck for just under $300.
Yeah.
Shut up, headset. Good. My headset saying, please charge it.
Charge it.
I can't. My cord's not long enough. But it says here, by the time your discount Steam Deck, you know, arrives, Steam Summer Sale will be in full swing. So, you know, if you order it right now, the whole summer sale is going to be available when you get your Steam Deck. So you can get a whole bunch of games for cheap and everything like that. So
yeah, pretty nice.
It says, as I just said, you will be able to, you know, basically load up games for less. Valve has, you know, already revealed some of the games that will be available for less. The viral hits, Power World and Manor Lords. You know, who doesn't love Power World? I've been talking
Power
about
World's a good game.
Power World. I don't know, I've talked about it a lot already on my podcast.
Yeah, I played it the other day when I downloaded it to my new PC. Just for a couple minutes.
I want to play it. I need to get the PC version of it.
Yeah, it's better than the Game Pass version, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's where most of my progress is on.
Yeah. It says, among them, double check any games you buy. You know, are the Steam Deck verified before you pay for them? That's so dumb that you can't just play all Steam games on a Steam Deck. Steam. Okay? It's Steam Deck, not
whatever
else.
Yeah.
It's Steam Deck.
Most of the games you can play, and just because they're not verified doesn't mean you can't play them. They just might not play the best. Like, you might get some frame dips or, you know, some lower frames.
But it says, you know, make sure you view the verified thing or whatever, particularly if, you know, the deck's going to be your main way to play.
Right.
Because
if you don't have a PC,
you're obviously not going to be able to play those.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I have.
All right. Well, go ahead and move on. Epic Mickey Rebrushed gets a release date.
I'm excited for this game. I love the Epic Mickey series. It's such a good gaming series. Like, it's one of my favorite
games. I played the original one on the Wii when it came out. I didn't play Epic Mickey 2, but I'm happy that Epic Mickey is getting rebrushed. And then I want to play Rebrushed and then maybe play the second one for the first time.
Remade, rebrushed.
Yeah.
But I got here, Disney's Epic Mickey Rebrush is coming to PlayStation 4, so the older gen consoles are getting two.
Yeah.
So PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So every console. Older gen to current gen plus PC and Switch.
I'll get it on PC.
You're getting it. Hey,
so this is coming out on the 24th, and then Zelda Echoes of Wisdom's coming out on the 26th, so I gotta get both.
Yeah. Ooh, that's gonna be a good month for gaming.
Yeah.
Those two games and probably a little bit.
There's other games too.
There's other like good games that are coming out too.
Yeah. It's gonna be bad for my wallet.
Bad month for your wallet, Ash. But I got here. In the trailer, Blue, it reveals a price of $60 for the remake and $200 for the collector's edition.
I didn't even look to see what the collector's edition has worth $200.
See here, the collector's edition comes with a 28-centimeter Mickey Mouse statue, an Oswald the Lucky Rabbit keychain, a vintage Mickey Mouse tin sign, 6 postcards, a steel book, a digital costume pack, and the game itself for the cost of $200. So now I see why it's $200.
The still books are awesome. I like the still books.
Yeah.
But you
have a whole Mickey Mouse statue.
I don't know I'll be getting the $200 version.
I don't think I would get it either. I mean, it would be cool to have all that stuff, but $200. I'm not.
Plus, I'll get it on PC. So Steam, probably. I mean, you can't get a physical version for Steam. So.
Yeah. But I got here. Join Mickey Mouse on a colorful adventure as he traverses Wasteland, a world inspired by, you know, Disney classic stories. The game's synopsis reads, plays the, you know, oh my gosh, 2010 classic, along with a variety of upgrades in this enhanced remake of the action adventure 3D platformer originally released on the Wii console. The original received an 8 out of 10 in IGN's review. The game had a stellar story, fantastic characters, incredible cutscenes, and a solid core gameplay mechanic, we've said, but also fundamental problems with controls and the camera, even with continuity. There's a few problems, it says, but you know, it's still a great game.
Yeah, and they'll probably work out those bugs and stuff with the remake. Yeah. Also, yeah. Rylan, but September 2K usually comes out, too.
Oh, yeah, so 2K, Zelda, Mickey.
Some others, gone. Probably. That's what I say. It's going to be a rough
You're going to be bankrupt that year.
Probably. That month. Probably. I'll have to save up for that month.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Whole bunch of good games come that month.
Yeah. Yep, so September 24th this year, Epic Mickey Rebrushed will release.
I'm excited for it.
Yep, me too. All right, moving on. Forza Horizon 4 is getting delisted.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Before, let's see, I got these topics, what, 2 days ago? I did this on my pod. I put this in my notes, and I kind of forgot that I even put this on these notes. So I was like, I didn't even realize. I started laughing because it's the same topic, and it was weird.
Oh, you already talked about it on your podcast?
I haven't talked about it yet.
Oh, it's on your notes.
It's on my notes, though, and I'm like, whoa, I shouldn't call PNB.
I didn't even know.
But I got here starting June 25th of this year, so a few days ago, 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 4's DLC will be delisted from platforms, meaning that only Forza Horizon 4 Standard, Deluxe, and Ultimate versions will be available for purchase from this day until delisting happens November 15th. Forza Horizon 4 will be delisted from stores and Game Pass. So not just like Game Pass and Xbox Store in general, actual gaming stores like Walmart, GameStop, right. All that.
Yep.
So they're fully getting rid of the game, basically. This includes, you know, as I said, the other versions like Standard, Deluxe, Ultimate versions. This means the game and its additional content will no longer be available for purchase at all. So they're going to be getting rid of ass in the Xbox Store. And like stores,
Steam,
GameStop,
everywhere.
Walmart, Steam, all that, you know, all the big platforms and stuff, and stores, just they're just getting rid of it everywhere. That kind of sucks, but at the same time, I mean, it's been how many years since that game came out? Six.
I mean, like, and Five's been out for a while.
Yeah, Five's been out for
3
Three or four years. I think it's three.
I think so.
2021. But that does kind of suck that they're fully getting rid of the game now.
Yeah, it said it was because of licensing and agreements with their partners. So I don't know if like the music licensing or stuff like that.
It might be that, I'd say. Because people really don't like you.
They don't mess around with the music licensing. Once that contract's up, either you're paying them for an extension or you're not allowed to use their music anymore.
Yeah, they don't fool around with that.
No, they don't.
They said, oh, you use my music? Screw you.
Yeah.
Here's money. I'm fining.
Yep. But it says they'll have a festival before the delisting date.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're going to have, starting July 25th, we will have the final series for the game in Series 77, which will include the last festival playlist that ends on August 22nd. After the Series 77 of Festival ends on August 22nd, you will no longer be able to access the playlist screen except to see the festival playlist history. When booting the game, you will be taken to the festival site screen rather than the festival playlist.
That's cool. And so they're going to do a little festival for
you. Yeah, just a last one, you know.
Just like a farewell thing, yeah. I guess. So like how people do with when 2K servers shut down and crash. Let's get on the game one last time.
I've never done that.
I've never.
I should, though. But
there's, you know, a whole bunch of people online get wrecks and get a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Says, even though there won't be any more festival playlists after Series 77, you will still be able to see the Forza event screen, which will include a selection of daily and weekly challenges. Completing these challenges and Forza-thon.
The game, but just not online.
Just not online, basically, yeah. It says live events will earn you Forza-thon points, and you can exchange for backstage passes. So, yeah, you can still play the game. You just won't be able to play it online.
Yeah, so if there's, like, I don't know if there's really a story to it or whatever, but I guess you can play the story.
There's usually a little story for the Forza Horizon games.
Yeah, you can play those, and plus all the different races and stuff, until, you know, you beat all the races and stuff, then...
Yeah.
You have nothing else to do.
Yeah. So just after August 22nd, there'll be no more events, and then it'll be delisted on December 15th, so it'll be no longer to be purchased anywhere.
Available anywhere.
Yeah. You'll still be able to play it, just you won't be able to buy it.
Yeah, so if you have it, then you can play it still.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the last one. Just talking about Forza. What is your favorite Forza? Like, you can be Forza Horizon, Forza Motorsport.
The first Forza.
Forza Horizon?
Yeah, the original Forza Horizon on the 360. Because I love that game. If not Forza Horizon 4. Because I like 4 a lot.
Too. I didn't play 4. I played 3. I played 1, 2, 3, really and 5.
Too. I haven't played 5 yet.
It's good. But it's really good.
I'd say either.
I think it's on sale actually, right now on Steam.
I seen it was.
I think it's like $30 maybe.
I'd say the first Forza game, because, you know, it's obviously the first Forza game I ever played. Plus, you know, it was on my favorite console.
Have you played any of the Forza Motorsport games?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't think I've ever played a Forza Motorsport. Not that I can recall.
I played the new one that just came out like 4 months ago or so.
You told me about that.
It's okay. It's not like Forza Horizon. Forza Horizon's like open world. You can go drive wherever you want. Forza Motorsport
is like racing, just full racing.
Yeah, you race and to go to the next race, go to the next race. It's basically a driving simulator.
Kind of like the Need for Speed games at some points.
Yeah, basically, especially the older Need for Speed games.
Yeah,
they were like that, go from race to race to race. But the newer ones are kind of more open world.
It deals with like cops and stuff.
Yeah, Undercover was fun. I played it on the 360. You remember we had it?
I remember. I do remember. I was wondering. I was thinking about that. I was like, which game was that?
I know it was Undercover.
It was Undercover because I remember playing it and crap. It was fun.
It was. For me.
Here, and my dad, we all played
Carter,
it.
Carter, yeah.
My dad played it some too.
Yeah, he did. I remember. We all had that yellow and black car. Yeah. It was a yellow car with the black stripes. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was a Mustang?
I think. It was like an older Mustang.
If it was a Mustang or like a... or a Corvette or something. I don't remember.
I don't remember, but I know...
That was nice. It was fast.
I know. It was really fun.
I need to play that game again.
Yeah. Get some nostalgia.
Yeah. So I played the first Forza Horizon. And that was my first one as well. My favorite, though. I don't know. The first one's good, but they had Forza Horizon 2, and then they had Forza Horizon 2 featuring Fast and Furious.
I remember that.
That was fun.
Actually, no. I've played every Forza game besides 5.
I've played them all except... Well, Forza Horizon, except for 4. I've only played 1 Forza Motorsport.
My head's hit. Hold on real quick. I gotta get my trash headset. My PS3 just fell.
That's rough.
Hold up. Can I hear?
Can you hear?
Oh.
Hello?
Can't hear crap. Okay, talk.
Hello.
There. I wasn't picking it up for a second. Look at it, got LED.
Oh, wow, it's fancy.
It is. That died. But, what was I saying before that? Oh, yeah. I was talking about, But you were saying you played like every Forza game besides.
Except 4.
Yeah, so, but we're kind of opposites.
Yeah. 3, I played a lot of 3. That was actually the first, it was the game that came with my white Xbox One S. It was 3, and then it came with the Hot Wheels DLC. That was fun, going through like Hot Wheel tracks and crap.
I remember when they came out with the Hot Wheels thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
I know. You do the loop-de-loops and everything.
Yeah. So, for me, it's kind of hard between 1 and 3.
That's same for me. I like 4 a lot because, you know, first of all, it's based in London, so it's different than every other.
I'm thinking 3 was it Australia or Europe or something? I don't remember.
Because, what, no? Cause I think, aren't all Europe roads on the Gulf side?
I think
so. I don't remember what. Well, Australia is too. But I don't know. I don't remember what. Or it might have been placed in America still.
Maybe. I think the first one was what? Colorado.
It was Colorado, yeah. I don't remember what the other ones were.
I don't remember.
Okay, and then, you know, 4's London.
I think 5's like Mexico or something, maybe.
And I haven't played it, so I don't know.
I don't remember. So I'll have to say the first or the third.
I,
I say the first one, in my opinion.
First.
I love all of them. You know, I haven't played 5 yet, but I'd say first. It's the first one I played.
Yeah, I'll say first, because that's the one, like, I got really far into it. Like, I got a bunch of the barn finds, and...
I did, too. That's the thing. Remember whenever I tried to play it, it restarted everything.
Yeah, I do remember that. You tried to play it here last year.
All my progress, all my cars, all my barn, everything I did whenever I was little.
Gone.
That's so annoying. Yeah. I was so mad because I spent hours and hours on that game. That's the thing. Because, you know, especially since I didn't have internet for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I spent so much time on that game.
Yeah, it was fun. And I played online with Colby. Like, we went and found some barn finds together. Like, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. It was a really fun game. But no, don't even have anything on it anymore.
I think my progress is still there on mine. I haven't checked for a while, but it should be.
I don't know why I deleted.
Oh, no,
it's deleted on the 360 too.
That's weird.
I don't know why. I don't know if just everything got corrupted or what. But
maybe. Like, I even tried restarting it on like the Xbox 360 emulator on PC. It's fun just to even start over again. It sucks you lose all your progress for you, but like all my progress is on my Xbox One. But
yeah. But yeah, I'd say one. So.
One. Yeah, me too. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. You can watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Join over or follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube account, all of our podcast, other crap like Twitter, Instagram, everything but Facebook, pretty much. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. Join the Discord. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord.
Yep.
Roland, do you have anything?
No, not really. Just, you know, as I said, no. On our Discord. No cookie dough bites for you. If not, also, you know, which I kind of forgot we had, to be honest. Because I don't post on there at all.
The what?
The Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of forgot about it because I haven't posted on it in forever. I think since last
year. Oh, wow.
But, because I mainly post on the Instagram, and then we post on YouTube and all the other platforms. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, follow us on, you know, all the forms of, if you want merch, you know, you can go to Redbubble or Printify. If you want customers, DM board. And, you know, we're getting up there in the downloads, which you guys are making us more money.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We're putting more into the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So. I got a new monitor, got a new keyboard. I got my new PC last week. Yeah.
It's nice. PC's sexy.
That PC is sexy. That keyboard's sexy, too.
I should just say the sexy setup now. And he has a new monitor.
Yeah, look at that.
It's nice.
It sounds nice. The clicky. It's
he
not
had to copy my monitor.
And it's not even monitor's nice. But
it is.
The clickiness of this keyboard, like, it's not even that loud. Like, it's clicky, but it's not like overly loud.
It's like kind of sounding type keyboard.
It's what?
Is it like a creamy sound type keyboard? Or it's not very clicky.
I mean, it's a little clicky, but it's not as clicky as yours.
Yeah.
It's blue switches.
Blue switches. I figured it would be like loud as crap.
But they have a red switch version too, but I got the blue switch because I wanted clicky.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I can use it on my PC or my Mac, so I took both of my keyboards off my desk. And I just have this one so I can share them between the two, whichever computer I'm using.
He's got a switch, you said?
Yeah, it's just a switch on the back. Flip it and then switches.
Of the keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm gonna have to give me a keyboard like that.
Yeah, there's a switch. There's actually two. There's a switch here, switches it from Mac to PC, and there's a switch here, switches it from Bluetooth, cord.
Does it have two adapters? Does it have like two connect to it or what?
The Bluetooth, it only has one adapter. That's the 2.0. It's the dongle that you plug into your PC and it connects to the dongle, or it connects through Bluetooth, or it connects through the cord. And there's a switch.
So you have, say, the dongle like this right here, right?
Yeah.
You connect it to that, but you can also connect it to the Bluetooth thing it came with as well.
Just the Bluetooth built in.
Oh, okay. So it's just you don't have to plug in
anything.
And
you can connect Bluetooth up to three different devices and switch them automatically on the keyboard.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just got to click the buttons.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's nice. Bye, guys. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Yeah. See you guys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.